we found out we were pregnant. Weren't trying for very long. Obviously excited and ecstatic and, you know, nervous as well. Had normal scans done. A couple of complications with the first couple of scans. Baby not being in the right position to be measured, and then blood tests not coming back normal. We had abnormal protein in my blood. We had some tests done at about 15 weeks, and we got told that baby was fine. And then at 20 weeks, we had a consultant in with us doing the scan, and he said to us to go to St George's because he couldn't quite measure the stomach. And then at St George's, they basically found she had quite a few abnormalities, so spinal bifida, and she wasn't developing, the heart wasn't developing properly, and a few other complications. And they said the only way they're going to be able to get results or find out what's happening is by doing the amniocentesis. So we waited an agonising week for results for that, and then it came back that she had a rare chromosome disorder called triploidy, and basically it meant that she wasn't compatible with life outside the womb. And then we had to basically make a decision whether we wanted to carry on with our pregnancy or stop our pregnancy. And going away and doing all the research that you do as a parent, my main concern was the information that I'd found is the longest surviving baby with triploidy was 10 months, and I didn't want my baby to suffer, because you babies come out and have to learn a load of skills to communicate with you, and obviously she's not going to be able to do any of that, so she's just going to be on palliative care. And imagine kind of going through the rest of your pregnancy from 20 weeks to 40 weeks getting bigger and bigger, and people kind of coming up to you, when are you due, and knowing that any day she could come along and be stillborn, or your motherly instincts kick in and you think, what's right? Are they wrong? Have they got are the results wrong? Could a miracle happen? And you know, it's life that you're playing with. And you don't really have the right, but as a parent, you don't want to watch your child suffer. You picture that baby to grow up and be independent and learn to walk and talk and do all those exciting things. But if you know that's never going to happen, who's it fair on? It's not fair on anybody. It's not fair on her. And, the other outcome was it could risk our fertility. So if she had sadly died before she was due, there's risk of infection. I was really looked after at St Helier. Midwives and consultants were lovely there, really informative. And I think after about a week of going backwards and forwards with what the right thing to do is, we did choose to stop our pregnancy. And it's hard to say that, because obviously there are a lot of people who might think, oh, we shouldn't have done that. But I'm hoping by speaking out it will help other women who have had to make that decision as well know that they're not alone in that, because sadly it's with stillbirth and miscarriage, it's not uncommon. It's quite a lot of people actually go through it, so it's one in four who miscarriage in the UK. About 40,000 women a year get told their baby's not developing as expected, and you're having about 11 stillbirths happen every day in the UK. It is a miracle. You know, with those statistics, it's a miracle that we've got so many lovely, healthy babies that are born every year. But it's seeing the other side of the scale and showing people that we need to come together as a community and recognise it and support and be able to bring families who have gone through baby loss together. We're raising $20,000 for a new bereavement room in the maternity ward. It has to be on the labour ward because obviously it's going to be used. You're going to be having babies delivered there. If you can imagine being told that you're only going to get a certain amount of time with a loved one and it being your own child, you'd never picture it to be in a hospital clinical room. And whenever myself and my partner look back, we will always have a memory of that room. So, and it's small things. It's, you know, we had to have the big beam lights on over the top of us. And we stayed in and had her overnight, and I just wanted to feel a bit more in a comfortable environment with low lighting and being able to have air conditioning in the room so that we don't have to have the windows open and hear other women giving birth, having it a bit more of a softer, homelier feel, you know, having a bed for dad so that he didn't have to keep, the poor midwives had to keep bringing in a bed for him every night, having a TV or a little radio in there so we can play music to her, things like that just make it a little bit nicer for as a memory to hold on to, because you're not going to ever get that chance again to spend with your baby. So it won't ever take the pain away, but it just makes it a little bit nicer when you do look back. And hopefully for other families and women, it will be a nicer... It's always quite complicated trying to describe how it should feel, but hopefully it will just make it a little bit of a softer experience for other people. We're crowdfunding at the moment. We've got a crowdfunding page, just Holly Perry. And we're doing an open event at the front of St. Helier Hospital. So there's a baby loss awareness week from the 9th to the 15th. On the 15th of October at 7 p.m. We're kind of inviting anyone down that wants to come along who's been affected by baby loss. And we're going to do a minute silence. We're going to have a huge projection on the front of the hospital. And we're going to try and bring the community together.